This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins are on a three-game losing streak after an 8-2 loss in Kansas City last night. All-star Joe Ryan worked into the sixth inning but allowed five runs and fanned only three. He's also on a personal three-game losing streak and isn't sure what's happening.
I mean, that's been the last, since post-break. I mean, I would even say, some stuff before that. But,
Manager Derek Shelton on his right-hander.
I think, out of sync is probably the best way I would put it. It just doesn't look like he's consistently in his delivery, and I think because of it, we're seeing balls that normally execute to different zones that just aren't being executed.
Royce Lewis was 4-for-4, and Josh Bell hit a homer. Game two of the series is tonight. The AAA Saints beat Louisville last night in St. Paul 15-5. Also in St. Paul last night, the United lost to FC Juarez 2-1 in a Leagues Cup match. Minnesota Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell has liked what he has seen from receiver Ty Felton so far this training camp.
Ty's working every single day on catching the football because he's going to get open. He's going to have some opportunities, especially knowing the other guys he's in the huddle with and how much coverage that they dictate. But he's off to a really good start. Now, like I talked to him today, it's putting it all together and continuing to show up because he's showing up every day in some capacity.
They've got another training camp practice today, the first preseason game, a week from Saturday at the New York Giants. The Golden Gophers also have a fall football camp workout today on the U of M campus. Safety Kerry Brown says the secondary has some versatility and they're all getting after it.
We've all been working hard each and every day. It's been great to have everybody, come one together. Summer workouts have been amazing. Everybody working, everybody competing with each other. So the leadership each and every day has been expanding, so everybody becoming as one.
The Gophers open the season Thursday, September 3rd, hosting Eastern Illinois. This is MNN Sports.